Dear Aurelians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, good morning and hi to all of you who are listening us from near and far. Today is Monday, 20th of April, and here in Orville is mostly cloudy and humid on 26 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today says clouds followed by brightening sky and considerable cloudiness with thunderstorm around late over the night. Temperatures ranging from low of 26 to high of 33 with heat index of 39 degrees Celsius. Winds from southeast at 13 km per hour with occasional gusts on 26 km per hour. Maximum ultraviolet index is on 8, which is high. Moon is waxing crescent, illuminated on 5%. Next couple of days it will continue with this tempo, and as the temperatures rises, our city is slowly getting quieter, slower and empty. Most of our schools finish with their school year this week on Wednesday 22nd. Last school will close their doors next week on 30th. Guess summer is almost here. Our long-term Arabian brother and friend Klaus of 9 Palms was relieved of his body that had considerably weakened these last few weeks after a year-long struggle with a complication of liver cancer. His partner Ingrid and most of their children and close friends were with him. He was 68 years old. The remains of Klaus, they were buried yesterday morning, 7 p.m. at 9 Palms. He was born in East Germany in 1947, from where he, as a teenager, managed to escape to the west through a minefield in the north of the country. After years staying in Germany, as a refugee, he turned and teamed up with his long partner Ingrid, and they made their way to India, landing in Fort Commerce in 1972. And when mother accepted them for living in Orville in 1973, they moved to the place they would become to a well-established 9 Palms settlement, which Klaus started by building a first major dam next to know what is now Miracle. During the successive 42 years, he did important water conservation and forestation work over some 80 acres of land, grew a particular grain of red rice and variety of vegetables in order to peacefully and patiently raise and sustain a large family of 7. We know that now he is free and rides along with the light. Let us go to the cultural events. We just slowly coming to that point, but still. On Wednesday 22nd at 7:30 p.m. at Kripa in Kalabumi, we can listen to a piano recital by Cyril Marie Murali with Beethoven, the three last sonatas. Sonatas number 30, opus 109 in E major, Vivace e Matton Troppo. Sonata number 31, opus 110 in A flat major, Moderato Cantabile. Sonata number 32, opus 111 in C minor, Maestoso. And on Thursday, 23rd of April at 5 p.m. at Tai Chi Hall in Sharanga, we can see a 40 minutes performance by Savita Rani with the title Rest in Peace. R.I.P. Rest in Peace is the inquiry post-mortem of Rest in Peace. What do we mean by R.I.P.? It's an abbreviation used to pray for the soul who is no more in this world. But the other meanings of R.I.P. after tear, split, shred, break, scratch and cleave. Post-mortem of a body is the inquiry of his or her restlessness. Can a body which goes from so much restlessness within and around rest in peace after death? And why do we need to do rest in peace after death? I want to rest in peace when I'm alive. So an inquiry into R.I.P. opens the landscape of individual questions, doubts, resistance, expression, dreams, proposals and manifesto, and hence the possibilities and futuristic approach. The focus is not on the final product, but rather on the subject in the process, says Bino Savita, who is finishing the PhD in theatre studies at the Pondicherry University and studies Tai Chi with team in Sharanga. And tomorrow at 7 p.m. at Adi Shakti Laboratory on Elan Chavaradi Road, opposite of Hope, we can see a theatrical performance by Daniel Bai with the title The Price of Everything. With this performance, they conclude a month-long festival at Adi Shakti celebrating Veenapani Chawla's birth anniversary, which was on 5th of April. And tomorrow at 5 p.m, the venue is still not to be known, we will hear the next water talk with the topic A presentation on geological history of Orville and its bioregion by Julia. From Orville Baker comes an interesting plea. They're calling forth the Orville artist to express talents on their wall. If you like to paint and have a creative idea for a colorful sign for the main entrance of the Orville Bakery Gate, you can share your sketch with them and have your painting painted on their wall. They will provide paints and brushes. The sign should illustrate the bakery as well as the cafe. And you can send the sketch to avbakery@orville.org in. And please make sure that the file is in JPEG and dimensions around 800/750. They will be choosing the final sketch by June. And a happy news for our household, because EcoService team is happy to announce that from Monday 20th of April, which is today, the service will resume its waste collection, all going well. It seems that many people have been unaware that they have been closed for the past 3 weeks, even though they made several announcements on RNet and news and notes. They have had an empty sack distribution service operating during this emergency for all who have a call, and this will continue for some time as they try to catch up. So if you need them, you can call them on 944-206-7481 or 989-461-9928. And then thank you also for good wishes and patience through this tiring time. At Savitri Bhavan today at 6:30 p.m. they will screen Journey to the Life Divine. And at Cinema Paradiso this week for the annual Ecofilm Fest to be held from 16 to 22nd of April, so celebrate Earth Week culminating on the Earth Day. So today at 8 p.m. they will screen documentary adventure Cowspiracy, The Sustainable Secret, made in USA in 2014 by writer and director Kip Anderson and Keegan Kah. Tomorrow we will see documentary Unwasted, The Future of Business on Earth, Tiny House and Nation, Episode 8, which was made in USA in 2011 by Sage in Environmental Services and Porter Works. On Wednesday, it will be a special screening. A specific description of this film, including the title, is a mystery, upon a request by the filmmaker. However, can reveal that it's a recent and amazing film that will nourish our senses and heart. And here's a hint, La Pluviophile and the Cyranophile amongst us will be thrilled. It will also remind the biophile and each of us about the magic. A must see. And the film is on the way. If it does not make in time, they will screen an equally wonderful film and keep this one for later. From Letters of Yoga of Sri Aurobindo we read, if the center really is sincere, each recognition of a mistake can become a stepping stone to a truer movement and a higher progress. Thank you for listening us. You can contact us on orvilleradio.org.